朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
但是我们终于借着今天这个特殊的机会，我们来思考这个很重要的题目。对我来说，我生日的时候那天体质最好。
For me, my temper is the best on my birthday.
是想变得更好。
I want to become even better.
所以爸爸节呢，帮助我们一起来思想这个题目，微乎的心肠跟挑战。可能对我们比较容易听进去。
So on Father's Day, it's probably easier for us to think and ponder about the message of being a father.
而且圣经上讲到这个人是不是只是讲到真正肉身上的爸爸，特别讲到属灵上的好为父的心。
But the scripture talks about father, it does not only refer to the natural father, but also the spiritual father being a father with a father's heart.
所以姊妹们也可以当为父的啊。
But even sisters can have a father's heart.
好，我们所有爱主的会扶持别人、帮助别人的，都是一个从某个角度来说，都是当父亲的。
So to some degree, all those who can encourage and help others are like a father.
我刚刚听姊妹们的见证、国华的见证，我都非常感动。
I'm very moved by my sister sharing and also brother Robert's
too. 记得他们的祷告，看见一种改变。
Through their prayers, they see their husband's change.
国豪记得生孩子，他越来越会当爸爸。
And Robert, through having more children, he becomes a better father.
所以我希望他们在接下来年，我想到了第四、第五个，可能会是超人爸爸。
I'm sure he will become a perfect father when he has four or five children.
当我祷告会听见他说，他每天早上花将半个小时跟孩子们一起读经。从开始小的时候我就知道他这么说，对他是来自成就，非常感动。
It's very moved to hear him say that every morning he spent about half an hour reading the scripture and praying with his children.
我想我们听的是什么收的，就是什么。
We read what we saw.
我们现在正在收的，什么是我们做的。
And usually we saw what we read before.
所以永远不会太晚。我希望我们在座所有当爸的，或者将来要当爸爸的，我们都要在主的面前不放弃。
So it's never too late. I hope all of us fathers and fathers to be will never give up.
我记得我几年前曾经跟你们讲过一个故事，一个非常有成就的企业家。
I remember sharing with you a story about a very famous entrepreneur.
他的企业做得非常的好，可是他的家庭到了破裂的边缘。
He has a very successful business, but then his family was about to break on the verge of being broke.
他跟他太太的关系不好，他跟三个孩子的关系都不好。
Not only he had very bad relationship with his wife, but bad relationship with all of his
friends. 就在他最痛苦、最沮丧的时候，他去看见一个心理医生，他鼓励他去参加一种经营，好，这种读书会之类的。
When he was most depressed, he went to see a psychiatrist who encouraged him to go attend a family camp.
在那个 camp 里面呢，他就发现他自己里面最大的问题在哪里。
At the camp, he realized his biggest problem.
因为他从小他的爸爸对他非常非常的不好，常常都责备他，把他跟别人比。
Because since his childhood, his father treated him badly. He always compared him with other children.
骂他没有出息。
And then he was always very critical.
所以他后来里面就有一个很大的一个例子，就是我一定要在事业上有成就，做给你们看。
So all of his bitterness, he resolved to be successful to prove himself to his father.
然后他事业上真的非常有成就，他一天工作18个小时。
And yet, after working 18 hours daily, he became very successful.
然后他愿意把他所有赚的钱、做好的东西都给他太太、给他儿子。
And then he offered the best materials to his wife and children.
他希望他能够做到他爸爸当初没做到的地方。
He wanted to do what his father was not able to afford.
可是他却发现了一个很重要的事情，就是他忽略了跟他们之间爱的关系。
But he realized he neglected the loving relationship with them.
他出发点是爱。 殷勤辛苦里面也不觉得是为了他。
He worked diligently for his family.
但是他却忽略了一件很重要的事情，就是花时间花 quality time 跟他的太太跟他的孩子。所以到了最后一天晚上，在教会的时候，他起来做见
证。
大家听了都非常的感动，他说我回去以后一定要花时间好好跟他们在一起。
Because he said, after I go home, I'm
going
to spend all time with them.
So
the second morning was the end of the camp. All of a sudden, his wife and, brought children to look for him at the camp. So he went out to meet them. And then people in the meeting were
just
able to hear him burst out in crying.
后来他回来要了几分钟最后的讲话。他说我今天晚上才跟你们做了见证，说我重新回去，我要好好的花时间跟我的妻子跟我的孩子在一起。但是我的太太跟两个孩子来告诉我，我的老三心情不好，在欧洲旅游的时候出车祸死掉了。
But then my wife and kids just came to tell me that my third child got killed in a car accident since he was in Vancouver while traveling in Europe.
他就劝在座所有当爸爸的不要再浪费时间，回家要赶快抓住机会，不要光有心愿，要采取行动。
So he urged all the fathers to please take action, don't just have the will, but take action.
我觉得今天要讲这个题目，我想真的不容易啊，因为。我好像说他越做越会当爸爸，我是越做爸爸越觉得自己不会做爸爸。
It was not easy for me to share this message with you, unlike brother Robert who knows how to be a father more and more, but the older I get, the more I realize that I don't know how to be a father.
你们不要不会听好，不是我孩子不好，我孩子很好。
If you don't understand, I'm not saying that I think I'm not good, I'm very good children.
我只是觉得我如果可以，我希望我能够成为一个很好的爸爸。
I just wish that I can be a better father if possible.
有一个大家也很熟的，我不提他名字的一个很重要的仆人，他说他结婚前他有三套教养孩子的理论。
A very famous servant of God says that.He has three theories how to raise children before he got married.
So, 他结婚以后，他有了三个孩子以后，他一个这个教养孩子的理论都没有了。
And then after he got married and had three children, he had no theory about how to raise.
因为每个孩子都很特别。
Because every child is unique.
他不是用公式来
他的。And you cannot raise them up according to a formula.
他实在需要有很多的祷告，很多神的恩典跟智慧，让我们知道怎样带自己的。
We need a lot of prayers and wisdom and grace to raise up our children.
尤其现在的孩子真的很不好带。
Especially modern day children are not easy.
他一生一个小孩子跟他爸爸吵架，说爸爸，你们真的觉得做爸爸的比孩子们厉害聪明吗？
But when the child challenges his father, says, Do you really think fathers are smarter than kids?
爸爸毫不犹豫就说当然了。
And then the father, without any hesitation, says, Of course.
他开始去搞他爸爸，他说那电灯泡是谁发明的？
So the kid quizzes the father. So who invented the light bulb?
他爸爸是爱迪生啊。
Of course, Edison.
他说为什么不是爱迪生的爸爸发明呢？这个 James Dobson 的 Focus on the Family 可能是研究过一个统计。
James Dobson's ministry Focus on the Family once had a survey.
他说平均一个爸爸给孩子的 quality time 那个最优良品质的时间，每一天平均只有多少你知道吗？
You know how long is the average father spend on quality time with their children?
不是说只是在一起，是 quality time 真的是属于他，而且是为了他。
Not talking about just hang out together or being together, but quality time.
你们在看。
Yes, how long per day?
威廉多少 ？Two minutes. 还有呢？多少？ 20分钟先讲的屠杀，37秒。
37 seconds。
你知道一个多月前报纸上讲说，美国现在的青少年一天一个礼拜平均花多少小时在电视、电脑、电玩、电影、电话，还是这些负面的事情上？
And you know how long each teenager spend with the computer, cell phones, and electronic devices?
多少？57个小时。
57 hours per week.
57个小时，一个礼拜。
57 hours per week.
好，你37 seconds times 7是多少？
So what is 37 seconds times 7?
59.3。所以大概4分钟好不好？4分钟对57个小时，你说我们今天的孩子会变成什么样？做父亲的人怎么会不紧张呢？
4 minutes versus 57 hours. So what, how can our children turn out to be?
所以刚才郭豪讲的时候，我就想起有一次我坐飞机的时候，飞机上这个 AA 杂志上面有一句话。
Brother Robin Sherry reminded me about the man I saw on the airplane.
他是做生意的，就是 customer 的那个 rule number one 第一条最重要的这个原则。
Number one business rule for customers.
他说 if you don't take care your customer well, somebody else will do. 就是如果你不照顾好你的顾客的话，别人会帮你照顾他。
If you don't take care of your customers, others will.
今天一样的原则用在我们的产品里面，就是如果我们不花时间在我们自己最爱的哺乳之亲的话， somebody else will do.
So the same principle applies to people we love. If we do not spend all the time with them, somebody else will.
5分钟对57个小时，每个礼拜。
And each week, 5 minutes versus 57 hours.
你说我们的孩子会变成世界的形状，还是变成一个属灵儿女的形状？
Do you think our children will become spiritual or worldly?
所以我觉得这是一个很大的挑战。
This is a great challenge.
那绝对不是靠爸爸一个人可以做得到。
And it cannot be based on fathers alone.
所以神造的配偶帮助他。
The God created and helpers to help them.
所以每一个家一定需要姊妹们跟弟兄们的配合，为了孩子属灵的好处。
The children's spiritual benefit, each family needs the wives to work with the home.
那帮助不是要取代。
And then to help is not to replace.
家里面绝对需要多妈的出来帮助，让这个家里面少失去。
Each family needs moms to help the family to go toward God.
但是绝对没有要叫他取代弟兄该有的责任跟角色。
But it's never meant that the wife will replace the role of her father.
所以 James Dobson 曾经讲过一句话。
So James Dobson once said.
他说西方世界现在来到了一个非常非常重要的路口。
So the Western world is coming to a crossroad right now.
到底我们能不能 survive， 能不能生存下去？
But it really depends on whatever we the actions we take determine how we can survive.
他说就在乎那上百万的家庭里面，到底男性有没有恢复他的 leadership， 有没有恢复他领导的这个地位。
So it's all up to the males in millions of households if they can take up the roles that they want.
他认为今天要能够 preserve family， 要能够保存家庭这个制度的话，它的关键在于做 husband 做 father。
So the key to preserve the family institution is up to the father.
所以我是觉得今天这个题目其实讲起来是一件很不容易的事，但是这是的确是一个时代很严重的问题。
So this is not an easy message to deliver, but this is a serious problem of this age.
我不是心里面不服气女生，你们千万不要误会哈。
Please do not think that I do not respect women.
我们大概记得不错的话，2、3年前 Newsweek 有那么大篇的一篇文章讲到美国有史以来第一次大学生里面女生超过男生了。
I remember reading an article about 2 years ago on Newsweek that for the first time, more women enter into college than men.
当然，他那篇文章里面也提到别的这个连续两届的这个国务卿都是女的，然后女生出来竞选总统，早晚有一天会有女总统。那个我不是那么在乎，我是在乎就是。到底今天男人弟兄们或是下一代的男孩子，到底我们对是责任我们是不清楚。
The article also mentioned about more women are into politics now, which I do not that doesn't concern me as much. What I care really, what I care about the most is whether the next generation males will be able to withstand and take up the responsibility that God gives them.
你看，现在在学校里面负主要责任的啊，或是成绩本身比较优秀的，一定是女生超过男生了。
Nowadays at school, girls are doing much better than boys.
你很少看到一个女孩子一个礼拜只数小时在电玩上，就是男孩子是非常普遍的事情。
It's rare to see girls spend hours on computer games. It's very common for boys.
这是一件很严重的事情，因为不光他的这个整个的心智成熟发展，他人际关系，他各方面都跟电发生关系。
This is a very serious matter because all the interpersonal relationships and the maturity is so closely tied with these electronic devices.
所以女孩子比较有 close friend， 有很亲密的朋友，但是男人没有。
So it's much easier for girls to have close of friends.
当他碰到困难、碰到挣扎、碰到试探的时候，不会想到去找朋友的帮助。
So when male boys encounter trials and difficulties, it's hard for them to seek help from others.
女孩子很可以找同伴去倾心吐意，他们可以一起勉励、一起祷告。
And it's much easier for women and for girls to find their close friends to encourage each other and to pray together.
所以这个情形如果一直往下发展的话，它会越来越远。
If the situation continues to develop, it's gonna depart.
这个东西不仅仅表现在学术界，表现在商业界，表现在政治界，而且是很明显的是表现在家庭里。
This phenomenon is very visible now, not only in business and academics and politics, it's also happening at home.
我相信现在越来越多的家庭里面，最后拍板决定的是姊妹。
I'm sure more and more family nowadays, the women have the final say and the decision-making power.
弟兄们，不是说这个斗争失败了是要选的，而是我们不够负责任
啊。It's not because the men lost the battle and lost the power, but they withdraw from their responsibility.
所以今天我自己从一个比较失败的这个弟兄或是父亲的角度，我也在这里提醒，也在这里提醒我自己，我们怎么样才能够回到圣经上来
？So being one of the men Then I'd like to encourage everyone to see how we can restore from the biblical point of view.
我在说不是为了要去争回家里面的决定权，而是我们应该站在圣经上，神要男人站该站的地位和角色。
I'm not saying that we should fight back to regain the decision-making power, but how to stand on the position and take up the role.
我们读两三处圣经，然后我们就一起来专心讲。好，我们先来看我们今天这个主题的东西。我们先看马拉基书第四章第五节到第六节。
I'll read some scriptures. First of all, let's turn to Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
马拉基书第四章第五节到第六节，我们一起来。
Chapter 4, verses 5.
看哪，耶和华到了可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。好，我们接着请读天上的弥迦前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2:11-12. Verses 11 and 12.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。好，我们请读以弗所书第六章第一节到第十节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1-4.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你们得福，暂时长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。好，我们圣经就读到这里。刚才我们读的第一处的圣经是整本旧约圣经的最后 一句出最后一句最后一句话。
Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 to 6 is the last words of the last book of the Old Testament.
我不晓得大家有个，我不晓得整个旧约最后的旧约只出在这句话上。
If you ever wonder why the entire volume of Old Testament concludes on this verse.
这句话一方面是一个很宝贝的应许，一方面又是一个很严肃的警戒。
So this statement is on one hand a very precious promise, and on the other hand a very serious warning.
而且它不光是因为在旧约最后一句话很重要。
Not only that is because it's the last words of the Old Testament is important.
接下来有400年黑暗时期，神没有在说话的。
And afterwards, for 400 years, the Lord did not speak with calm tone.
而马拉基在结束的时候。是用不仅仅这是最后一句话，特别用了一个强调的话说看哪。
Not only that, this is the last statement, but Malachi specifically emphasized that behold.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这句话真的非常非常重要，我们不能轻忽它的重要性。
So dear brothers and sisters, this statement is very important, but does not be neglected.
当然，它一方面讲到将来基督弥赛亚来的时候有开路先锋在这里为他开路。
It promises that there will be a pioneer.
但是在这里特别说到那个耶和华大而可畏的日子来以前，他要做一件重要的事情。
This the Lord will do something very great and serious before the coming of the great and joyful day of the Lord.
要叫父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
And he will turn the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to their father.
你们不觉得这件事情就是我刚才讲的前面讲的这么多里面一个很重要的问题吗？
So don't you think this is the solution to all the problems that I mentioned earlier?
到底这些父亲的心在不在儿女的身上
？So today are the hearts of the father on their children.
到底儿女们的心有没有向着父亲
？And are the hearts of the children toward their father?
所以这个责任不光是父亲的，也是儿女的。
So this responsibility does not only lie on the fathers, but also on the children.
两方面都要讲的啊。
Both sides need to come.
父亲是听得进去这件事。
And the Lord really cares about this.
今天旧约结束的时候，是在这个应许，他要叫父亲。
The Old Testament ends of this promise that the heart of the father will be turned to their children and the heart of the children to their father.
这是一个警告，如果不做这件事，他是我的咒诅临到遍地。
But there's also a serious warning. If this is not happening, I will come and strike the earth with a curse.
对这个应许来说，对我们是个鼓励，因为是喜欢我们这样子啊。
Yes, with respect to the promise, this is encouragement.
就当我们做的时候，是愿意祝福我们，愿意帮助我们。
Because when we follow God, we need to help us to bless us.
就那警告来说，这是很严肃的。当我们不肯做的时候，你就发现你的家好像受到咒诅一样。
But yet, this is also a warning. If we are not willing, our family will seem to be under
the curse. 神是一个充满爱的神。
God is a God of love.
而爱很重要的一个因素就是关系。
One of the important elements of love is relationship.
因为你如果没有关系的话，光有爱有什么？
Without relationship, what good is love?
哦，神这么大的智慧和能力创造的宇宙，这么浩瀚的宇宙。
With the great wisdom and power, God created this immense universe.
哦，为什么要造人
？Why did God create man?
有什么神为什么要造我们
？Why did God create
us? 他不光只是造我们，他说他生我们，要叫我们成为他的儿女。
Not only that, He created us, He fashioned us so that we become His children.
他叫我们成为他爱的对象。
So that we become objects of His love.
他要跟我们建立爱的关系。
And He wants to establish loving relationship with us.
因为这是神的心。
And this is God's heart.
所以他要造的家庭。
Therefore, He created a family.
夫妻之间的爱预表的基督和教会。
There's a love between husband and wife, which signifies the love between Christ and church.
有父母跟儿女的预表神跟我们。
And there's a love between parents and children, which typifies God's love for them.
有弟兄姊妹的关系，兄弟姐妹的关系，预表弟兄姐妹。
The relationship between brothers and sisters.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一切都是爱，一切都是生命，生命，生命。
And all these relationships are representative of love and life.
所以我们千万不要是从外面的一个要求、责任或是失望。来看这件事情。
So please do not regard this matter with disappointment or a sense of duty only.
父亲要转向儿女，儿女要转向父亲。
Fathers turn to your children, children to your parents.
让我们不仅仅可以面对面，真正有在一起的时间 ，being together， 面对面。
not only that we get to live together, be together face to face.
他说我们可以心对心，是可以内心的事情。
That we can talk heart to heart.
因为今天太多的家庭出问题，就是因为父亲跟孩子之间的关系这么紧张。
Nowadays, so many families have problems because that kind of intimate relationship between father and children are lost.
曾有人讲说，监狱里面对这个死刑犯做过统计。
Once someone took a survey of prisoners who are sentenced to death, and then they do the survey.
这个死刑犯里面90%都是男人。
And more than 90% of these prisoners are men.
然后100%这些死刑犯都说他跟他的爸爸之间的关系非常恶劣。
And about 100% of them says they have very bad relationship with their fathers.
所以爸爸的关系非常非常重要。
Relationship with fathers is very important.
我最近看到一个统计资料，我这里面也蛮惊讶的，因为美国现在有很多的 broken family， 一种破裂的家。
And recently, I read a statistic which startled me. Nowadays, there are many broken families in America.
很多小孩子从小长大没有爸爸，是在一个没有爸爸的家庭长大。
Many children grow up in a family without fathers.
他们做了一些统计，他说没有爸爸的家庭长大的孩子。比正常家庭长大的孩子，他们做的一些统计。
So they took a survey and the statistics show children who grew up without fathers and children who grew up with fathers.
这个家庭不正常的自杀率多五倍。
And then children who grew up from dysfunctional families, they're 5 times more likely to commit suicide.
离家出走的比例多了32倍。
And then they have 32%。32 times more chance to run away from home.
这种有 behavior disorder 的这种行为不规的多了20倍。
And then 20 times more chance of getting a behavior disorder.
高中就辍学或被开除的多了9倍。
And then 9 times more chance to drop out of high school.
吸毒的多了十倍。
And 10 times more chance to be
进监狱正常刑期就是少年感化院的多了9倍。
And 9 times more chance to be in prison.
反过来就是一个正常的家庭里面长大的孩子。
And then now for children who grow up in normal family.
他里面这个 motivation， 他想要学习 motivation of learning， 他的成绩、他的行为各方面都好很多很多。
They have much better motivation to be good to learn.
他的人际关系、他的朋友，从各方面都比别人好很多。
And they have better interpersonal relationships with others.
然后他的幽默感、他的快乐程度都比别人好很多。
And they have much better sense of humor and sense of happiness.
还有一个对中国父母很在乎的，就是他的 IQ 从6、7岁开始就显明，比别人高出很多。
And also since the age of 6 and 7 years old, they show better IQ score.
就是那个金融词语，一个家非常重要。
So family is important.
我想我们数学都很懂的一个很简单的公式。
We all know a very simple mathematical formula.
A 如果等于 B 的话
，B
又等于 C 的话，那么 A 就等于 C， 对不对
？A equals B, B equals C, then A equals C.
都懂吗？哈。
We all know that.
亲爱的金融词语，当我们希望A 等于 C 的时候
，So if we wish A would be equal to C，
当我们希望我们的孩子跟神之间有一个很好的关系的时候
，If we hope and expect our children to have better relationship with God，B
是一个很关键的因素
，So B is a critical element。
我们自己需要是跟神有一个对的关系
，First of all we have to have a right relationship with God。
然后我们跟我们的孩子也要有一个对的健康的关系。
And we have to have right and healthy relationship with our children.
这样就很容易把神跟孩子的关系给建立起来。
So it's easier to create a link between children and God.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。